So can you glue something on Shabbos? Can you scotch tape something on Shabbos? So everyone thinks, oh, it's the worst thing in the whole world to glue scotch tape. Well, is it us? Or what about those little stickies, post-its, where you have the Gemara, the shtark marks that you put in the Gemara to show where you're up to? Can you take it off and put it on Shabbos or not? So really this involves the malacha of tofer. So the Mishnah Brura in the Chav Zayin of Shin Mem.
Is anybody blocking the driveway?
Only me.
Shin Mem Chav Zayin says that if you attach two items together, that is the malacha of tefira, of tofer. So in other words, attaching two items would be a malacha, possibly d'oraisa, most likely d'oraisa, of tofer, of sewing together. So in other words, you take two pieces of wood, you attach them together, you take glue, you glue two pieces together, you scotch tape, very straightforward. This is d'oraisa usser. So the question is, well, what's the whole chabur then about? If it seems pretty straightforward, then you're not going to combine two things. That's tofer. So then what is the heter? So the issue, the question really is what about temporary tofer? If you sew things together, if you attach things together for under a period of 24 hours, in other words, where it's fundamentally not going to be attached for 24 hours, is that considered tofer that would be usur or not? So from the Shulchan Aruch over here, it talks about a case of, we talked about this a few weeks ago when we talked about zippering. It's the same issue. It's that if you pull pull a string and then your coat gets tighter. So one of those straps, I don't know what the English word for it is, but you pull something and then the sleeve gets tighter because you've pulled the drawstring, I guess, around it. So you pull that. Is that usur on Shabbos? Because what you're doing is you're basically closing the sleeve. So says Shulchan Aruch, that would be forbidden. It sounds like from over here that tofer, sewing, which is only temporary, because that's only a temporary closing, would be forbidden. The problem is that in Shin...
The pull string,
yeah, exactly. You pull it so it's...
Even though it's made to open and close.
Correct. But the...
Like a zipper.
Same exact as we're going to talk about zippers in the end if we get a chance. Exactly. Is that if you close the string, it's a temporary tofer, and yet it's forbidden, says Shulchan Aruch. The problem is that in Shin Yud Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, well, what about temporary tofer? And it brings two deyas, two opinions. One opinion says it's usur, but the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah seem to say, well, in the end of the day, it's permitted, but you shouldn't do it in front of an Am Haaretz. So someone who has no idea what you're doing, don't do a temporary tofer, don't do a temporary, fastening two things together. But otherwise, if no one's watching, if there's no Am Haaretz there, it's totally permitted. So you seem to have a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Is it permitted if you attach something which for less than 24 hours, is it permitted or is it forbidden? What are you going to do? You have a steer in Shulchan Aruch.
What about a paper clip?
You have to deal with glue, you have to deal with a temporary glue. What about a sticky, a post-it stick which is going to be for less than 24 hours? What about a Band-Aid? What about a diaper? I only have 8 minutes. We're going to cover them all. Yeah,
right,
so
there's difference. The paper clip and it's not.
So paper clip is not really in something which is attaching. Let's use something which is more sticky, like a glue or a sticker. I'm not sure how paper clip plays into it.
More than 24 hours.
So that's the question. Is it or not? What about those little shtark marks that they call it? That's what the colorful things that you put in your Gemara, to show where you're up to. Shows how shtark you are. You show your girlfriend that you got all these stickers in your Gemara, so you look very frum, right? So that's what they're shtark marks, right? So in YU, they were a big deal, right? Everyone used to have all their colorful Gemaras. So the question is, are you allowed to use that or not on Shabbos? Is that temporary? It's not fundamentally, it's not really supposed to last 24 hours, or is it? So this is the question. First of all, who says if it lasts less than 24 hours, it's permitted? I just told you it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Is something less than 24 hours permitted or forbidden? So the Tila of David says, well, there's a difference between ripping and sewing. When it comes to ripping something off, so if the thing was made to be permanent for less than 24 hours, then it's permitted to rip it off. But when it comes to attaching, even attaching something less than 24 hours is a problem. So that's a tremendous chumrah of the Tehillah of David, who would say that attaching a sticket, which even if the point of a sticket is only to be for 7 hours, would be forbidden. Fortunately, Shmir Shabbos Kolchas is very makel. And he says, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who asks the stira, and he says, yeah, you know why it's a stira? It's because the Ramah is really makel. He's really lenient about it. So how come over here he doesn't comment in the chumrah thing? That's because he relies upon what he said earlier. And therefore, he's really, the Ramah would be makel, anything less than 24 hours, which is a sticky item, would be permitted. So if it's something which is fundamentally it's a temporary item, it would be permitted. What about the fact that we said you can't do it in front of an Amaretz? Yeah, no. So a lot of Amaratzim around. So even if you say, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could do it for less than 24 hours, so what are you going to do with Amaratzim? There's many Amaratzim. So Rav Ribiad, in a footnote, he gets out of this. He says, in the back, he says, you know what he says? The only time that Amaratzim are going to get confused, if it's like certain items that the Gemara was talking about, which looked like real sewing. It was like a cloak, or it was the base tzava, or it was like the neck of a coat. But our sticky marks, those are fundamentally temporary. No Amaratz is going to think that you're sewing, I don't know, you're trying to keep something permanent, then you use a sticky mark. No one's going to think that that's a permanent item. So therefore, he says, even in front of Amaratz, you could be Mako. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, something which is temporary connection for under 24 hours is permitted. Now, what are the applications? So you all said all the applications. Number one, what about a zipper? A zipper is temporary. What about it? We talked about a few weeks ago, if a zipper was going to be permanent, so you're going to zipper your talus bag for a week, or you're going to zipper your coat for the whole winter, you know, you're going to zipper on the hood. So then there's room to be machmer. Fine. Maybe there's room to be machmer. There's other haterim over there, as you could say, is that, well, if it's made to be unzipped and zipped, fine. So therefore, there's leniencies. But what about diapers? So a diaper as well. So it's brought down, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down, it's brought down Rabbi Ribiat, and others bring down as well. Rav Moshe said that the stickies of the diaper, the stickiness, the adhesive tape that you close the diaper, is only temporary. Hopefully that diaper doesn't stay in the kid for 24 hours. Otherwise, you got other problems, you know, involved if a diaper stays on for 24 hours. If that's the case, the adhesive tape is only meant to be for 2 hours, 3 hours. If that's the case, he says you can undo and do, you can fasten and unfasten those stickiness of a diaper. However, just when you're dealing with diapers, there's a couple of issues. It used to be that the old diapers would rip when you would try to open it up. But now our diapers are very fancy, they don't rip. But let's say you have the type which would rip when you undo the adhesive, so it like rips some off. So some want to be machmer in that situation. Rav Moshe, apparently, according to Rabbi Ribiat, was mako even in that situation as well, because he says the ripping is only like, you know, like a secondary. We don't want it to rip. It's made to come on and off. If it happens to rip, that wasn't the point of it, was not to rip off, and therefore he would be mako as well in that situation.
Yeah, the problem is sometimes the brand name.
Yeah. Oh, that's a separate question. Yeah, if you're ripping words, that's a separate issue. That was last week's, right? If you go between the letters, correct. I'm assuming there's no words on it, etc. Exactly. Yeah. So comes on Avnei Yushva. So the Avnei Yushva, Rev Feinand or Zatzal, he quotes from Abba Yashiv. This is Go Nechad, which he always meant Rabbi Yashiv. He says that, you know, even nowadays you shouldn't use the diapers. You know why? You should use the old type of cloth. You should use the safety pins or whatever it is. He says, you know why? He says, because what's that? The Tehillah with David, remember, said that temporary tofer is a problem. So it was a machlokas, the Tehillah with David and Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, who says we're mako? Especially in the case of a diaper, it's very easy. You have other options. You take a paper clip or you do something to, I don't know how they used to fasten the diapers, whatever it is. Huh?
Yeah, I remember also.
What was it? I can't hear. Pins! So he says, why can't we still use pins, he says. And he's machmir. So I guess the Minig Eretz Yisrael is to be machmir. Maybe Minig, definitely Minig America is to be mako. Right. Exactly. So Minig America, for sure, we're lazy, we're mako. I don't know if they're... People in Eretz, so I don't know what they do. But in Chutz Eretz, we definitely use the junky diapers. You spend $300 a month to get the diapers, and you that's what you do. That's the cool. Fine. But what about, you should know though, the last issue with the diapers, before we just end with the Band-Aids, is that the diapers, if you refasten the diaper after you take off a dirty diaper, so now you want to throw it out. So what do you do to make it easier to carry? You fasten the soiled diaper and like roll it up in a ball. So there already you're dealing with problems, because then it's going to sit in your diaper container for, I don't know, 3 days till you take it out, or whatever it is, or even it's going to sit in the garbage pail outside. That fastening is a permanent fastening. So many want to be machmer in that situation, that you shouldn't really retape it after that. There's room to be machmer. What about the Band-Aid? Final issue. So a Band-Aid, you have the same thing. So many are makel to you that use a Band-Aid, because a Band-Aid usually lasts for under 24 hours. You put it on, you cut your finger, you put a Band-Aid on for 5 hours till the blood stops, whatever it is. Then you take off the Band-Aid, you throw it out. So according to this, Reb Shlomo Zalman, it would be fine to use a Band-Aid. However, one chumrah, which some say, is that if you put the Band-Aid on, that the sticky part is on the other part of the Band-Aid. So let's say you wrap it around your finger. So part of the sticky part is not going to be on your skin. It's going to be on the wrap around of your finger. So there already, the Band-Aid is much more fastened tightly. There, that's fundamentally could last more than 24 hours. If you put a Band-Aid, you know, across your arm, so it's on your skin, so you sweat a little, the Band-Aid comes right off, right? It's not fastened for more than 24 hours. But if you wrap around the Band-Aid so that the sticky part is on the other part of the Band-Aid, so then that's real pretty firm. It's very hard to get that off. Sometimes you have to use a knife to, you know, like, start it off. It's not simple to unfasten. There already, you're dealing with something which could last more than 24 hours. So some I saw, halachically speaking, by Rabbi Leibovitz, he brings from Rav Belsky, who's perhaps suggesting maybe you should be machmer not to put it on a wrap around the Band-Aid. You should put it on the skin itself so that it's not a permanent Band-Aid. But it's basically all this sugya is temporary tofer, considered usser or not. Shkoyach.